A fitting tribute to 100 years of statehood on this moment of Indiana history. Acknowledging the approach of the Hoosier State's 100th birthday in his January 1915 State of the State Address to the General Assembly, Governor Samuel M. Ralston asked the legislators to create a centennial commission and to appropriate $25,000 for a public celebration in keeping with the dignity of the state. The governor joined Indiana University history professor James A. Woodburn, director of State Archives Harlow Lindley, and six other commissioners to plan the celebration and to collect, edit, and publish materials about the state's history. A statewide public awareness campaign encompassing everything from newspaper articles to commemorative banquets to signage for historic highway trails had particular benefit for two interest groups. Alarmed by the ravages of the lumber industry on Hoosier forests, conservationists Juliet Strauss and Richard Lieber urged Governor Ralston to create a system of state parks as a permanent memorial of the centennial celebration. The ensuing campaign raised private donations to buy the land that would become Turkey Run State Park from the Hoosier Veneer Company for $40,000 in November 1916. Another acquisition yielded McCormick's Creek State Park. The Hoosier Centennial also reinvigorated the Good Roads Movement. On October 12th, proclaimed Centennial Highway Day, thousands of Hoosiers filled the Coliseum at the state fairgrounds to hear President Woodrow Wilson extol the virtues of a coordinated, supervised, and maintained network of good quality county and state roads. Later that year, a celebration in Martinsville marked the opening of Dixie Highway from Indianapolis to Miami. A Moment of Indiana History is a production of WFIU in partnership with the Indiana Public Broadcasting Stations. Research support comes from Indiana Magazine of History, published by the IU Department of History.